বিশ্বরূপ উদ্দেশ্য অবশ্য আমি যাব, একাকি যাইব কাহ সঙ্গে না লইব। আই শ্যাল গো টু সার্চ আউট বিশ্বরূপ, প্লিজ ফরগিভ মি, বাট আই ওয়ান্ট টু গো অ্যালোন, আই ডু নট উইশ টু টেক এনি ওয়ান উইথ মি। সেতু বন্ধ হইতে আমি না আসি যাবৎ, নীলাচল তুমি সাগর হইবে তাবৎ। Until I return from Setubandha, Setubandha in South India, all the way at the bottom, all of you dear friends should remain at Jagannath Puri. Vishwarupa Siddhi Prapte Jane Na Sakao Dakhinja Se Uddharite Rahe Nei Chao. Knowing everything, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was aware that Vishwarupa had already passed away. A pretense of ignorance was necessary, however, so that he could go to South India and liberate the people there. Suniha sabar mane haila maha dukha, nishabda haila sabar sukhaila mukha. Upon hearing this message from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees became very unhappy and remained silent with sullen faces. Nityananda Prabhu kahe oiche kiche hai, ekaki jaibe tumi ke iha sahai. Nityananda Prabhu then said, how is possible for you to go alone? Who can tolerate this? Dui ek sange chalok na parathay thange, jare kaha sei dui chalok tumar sange. Let one or two of us go with you, otherwise you may fall into a clutches of thieves and rogues along the way. They may be whomever you like, but two persons should go with you. Dakshine tirthapato ami sab jani, ami sange jai prabhu ajna deho tumi. Indeed, I know all the paths to the different places of pilgrimage in South India. Just order me and I shall go with you. Prabhu kahe ami nartak tumi sutradar, tumi jaiche na chao taiche nartano amar. The Lord replied, I am simply a dancer and you are the wire puller. However you pull the wires to make me dance, I shall dance in that way. করিয়ামি চলিলাই বৃন্দাবন, তুমি আমালাইয়া আইলে অদ্বৈত ভবন। আফটার অ্যাকসেপ্টিং দ্য সন্ন্যাস অর্ডার, আই ডিসাইডেড টু গো টু বৃন্দাবন, বাট ইউ টুক মি ইনস্টেড টু দ্য হাউস অফ অদ্বৈত প্রভু। লীলা চল আসিতে পথে ভাঙিলা মোর দণ্ড, তোমা সবার গার স্নেহে আমার কার্যভঙ্গ। While on the way to Jagannath Puri, you broke my sannyas stuff. I know that all of you have great affection for me, but such things disturb my activities. Jagadananda chahe ama vishay bhunjaite, je kahe sei bhaye chahiye korite. Jagadananda wants me to enjoy bodily sense gratification, and out of fear I do whatever he tells me. কব যদি আর বাক্য করায় অন্যথা, কবে তিন দিন মরে নাহি কয়ে কথা। ইফ আই সামটাইম ডু সামথিং এগেনস্ট হিজ ডিজায়ার, আউট অফ এঙ্গার হি উইল নট টক টু মি ফর থ্রি ডেজ। মুকুন্দায়ন দুঃখী দেখি সন্ন্যাস ধর্ম, তিনি বার শীতে স্নান ভূমিতে শয়ন। Being a sannyasi, it is my duty to lie down on the ground and take a bath three times a day, even during the winter. But Mukunda becomes very unhappy when he sees my severe austerities. Antare dukhi Mukunda nahi kare mukhe, nahi kare mukhe, yaar dukha dekhi mor digon hoy dukhe. Of course, Mukunda does not say anything, but I know that he is very unhappy within. And upon seeing him unhappy, I become twice as unhappy. Amita sannyasi damodar brahmachari, sadaraya amar upar shiksha danda dhari. Although I am in the renounced order of life and Damodar is a brahmachari, he still keeps a stick in his hand just to educate me.
ইহার
আগে আমি না জানি ব্যবহার, ইহারে না ভাই স্বতন্ত্র চরিত্র আমার.
According to Damodar, I am still a neophyte as far as social etiquette is concerned. Therefore, he does not like my independent nature.
Lokapeksha naiyar Krishna kripa hoite, ami lokapeksha prabhu na par charite.
Damodar Pandit and others are more advanced in receiving the mercy of Lord Krishna. Therefore, they are independent of public opinion. As such, they want me to enjoy sense gratification. Even though it be unethical, but since I am a poor sannyasi, I cannot abandon the duties of the renounced order, and therefore I follow them strictly. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A brahmachari is supposed to assist a sannyasi. Therefore, a brahmachari should not try to instruct a sannyasi. That is the etiquette. Consequently, Damodar should not have advised Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of his duty. Now you can see which side Prabhupada is supporting.
Ataye tumi sabha raha nila chale, dina kato ami pitta brahmvaye kale.
You should all therefore remain here in Nilachal for some days, while I tour the sacred place of pilgrimage alone. The last verse.
ইহা সবার বস হয়ে যে যে গুণে দোষার চলে করে গুণ আস্বাদনে.
Actually, the Lord is controlled by the good qualities of all his devotees. On the pretense of attributing faults, he tastes all these qualities.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada.
All the accusations made by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu against his beloved devotees actually showed his great appreciation of their intense love for him. Yet, he mentioned this fault one after another, as if he were offended by their intense affection. The personal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes behave contrary to regulative principle out of intense love for the Lord. And because of their love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes violated the regulative principle of a sannyasi in the eyes of the public. Such violations are not good. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so controlled by his devotees' love that he was obliged to break some of the rules. Although accusing them, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was indirectly indicating that he was very satisfied with their behavior in pure love of Godhead. Therefore, in verse 27, he mentioned that his devotees and associates place more importance on love of Krishna than on social etiquette. There are many instances of devotional service rendered by previous acharya who did not care about social behavior when intensely absorbed in love for Krishna. Unfortunately, as long as we are within the material world, we must observe social customs to avoid criticism by the general populace. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire. Jai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.
ओम ज्ञान कुमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः. श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामहयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं. वन्देहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साधयितं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च. नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनीति नामिने.
Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschatu Deshutarine Vancha Kalpataru Vesha Kripa Sindhubhaiva Cha Patitanam Pavanibha Vaishnavibho Namo Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratise Namo He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishavanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindaye Tulasi Devaye Priyaye Keshavascha Krishna Bhakti Prade Devi Satvati Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare
So this is a very sweet and but it's a long purport, long there's so many subject matter to be covered. But in the beginning, I must understand why these pastimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is apparently similar to this world, but yet it is the highest form of existence of happiness. How to understand this? In Chaitanya Chaitanya, you all already heard it, because this is a chapter, Madhya Lila chapter 7, but Adi Lila already finished few years back. So if you remember, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed Radha Krishna vichya sada eki sarup lilaras asadite dhare dehi rup. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressing this that Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is always completely self-satisfied. He doesn't need anything. Yet, to increase further more happiness, He manifested Himself into two forms, in the form of Radharani and in the form of Krishna. And then between them, such a tremendous attraction, and by His desire, He started expanding. First expansion came from Him after Srimati Radhika, from His right side, Balaram. Nityananda Prabhu. So today's subject matter also, how Nityananda Prabhu, we have to keep that in the back of the mind, that all the expansion and manifestation, when they manifested, whenever, there is no time over there, but still we have to say, first or second, just because I am coming from this world, that Nityananda Prabhu served Mahaprabhu, how? Through His own ingredients called Sandini potency. He created this spiritual world, then He also created this material world. He created South India, He created India through His Maya potency. But now when Mahaprabhu is going to deliver those conditioned soul, Nityananda Prabhu is going to manifest Vishuddha Satta, pure goodness, wherever Lord Chaitanya is going. That's how He serves. When He says, I am afraid that some thieves, some robbers will come and attack, you will not be able to take care, so you have to have some accompany, go with you. He meant He is already seeing future who is coming. Bhattathari, the famous attacker to Mahaprabhu, they attack Mahaprabhu with their weapons. They are called gypsies. They go village to village and allure the young boy and girl and created some imagination. So they did that. We'll read also. So Nityananda Prabhu knew that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to do more and more. So Nityananda Prabhu ahead, He is already creating this and is giving some sign. And through Nityananda Prabhu, also Guru manifest, like Prabhupada manifested,
he is the incarnation, manifestation of Nityananda Prabhu, who allows us to understand this, how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is tasting this. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita beginning, it says, many verses are there. Chirat-adattam nija-gupta-vittam. Chirat-adattam nija-gupta-vittam. For long, long time, I did not give. What? What didn't he give? The highest form of existence called Krishna Prem. Highest form of existence, the soul, where soul never asks for anything, never look for anything. He's so immersed in that loving service in Vrindavan that he never searched for anything. Even the Lord Krishna left Vrindavan for Dwarka and Mathura, but you never hear any Brajavasi left. Brajavasi never left Vrindavan. Because that is the highest form of, whether in union or in separation, highest form of existence for all soul. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came and he says, Chirakal nahi kari prema bhakti dan, bhakti vina jagate nahi avastam. For a long time I did not distribute this love of Godhead. And if I don't distribute, what is the purpose of creating all these Alachua people? Or, I mean, people in the universe. What was the purpose? Krishna asked himself, what is the purpose of any existence if I did not give them the pure love for me? So, it happened to be Dapar Yuga end, 28th, Chatur Yuga end of 28th of 7th Manus, and Lord Krishna came and he displayed. But before he came, he sent Holidham, he sent all his elderly Gurujan, that's including Advaita Acharya, Sivas, in Mahaprabhu's Leela, in Krishna Leela, Nanda, Yashoda, they all came. And then he desired, there's a famous verse, we all know, Pramarasa nirjas karite asadam ragamaya bhakti loke karite pracharan Rasika sekara krishna parama karun edu hetu eite icchara udgam. When Lord Krishna thought that, then two desires came. Two desires, what causes Lord Krishna to appear. One desire that he wanted to display what he does in the spiritual world so that other can see and think about it, and then he will create a process called Raga Marga Bhakti, that how to enter into this Vrindavan Leela. So Lord Krishna, he thought, and as he thought, then he was thinking, what will be the result if I display this? So such a scientific way, if you read the translation of Prabhupada given, such a scientific way in 4th chapter, that then Lord Krishna, even though he desired and he wanted to establish this, then he still asked, what will be the result? Or the result will be that Brajara Nirmala Rasa Suni Bhakta Gam Raga Marga Bhaja Jena Chari Dharma Karma. What is the cause of anybody's in this world existence? Why people exist? Because they have a false ego. False ego means an ego that separates myself away from the interest of Krishna. And that ego ties me up with the dead matter or material modes. Then that nuts is called, the function of that nuts is called false ego function, called karma, gyan. Bhakti has nothing to do with it. Bhakti is devoid of this. Bhakti is pure love, pure existence. Even if you sniff in Mahaprabhu's Leela, you cannot even find a trace of karma and gyan. But what is karma? Karma means that which keeps me surviving in the material world and suffer. And bhakti means that which drowns me into ecstasy in pure devotional service. So there is a vast difference. So the Mahaprabhu says, the Brajara Nirmala Ras Suni Bhakta Gan. As soon as I display this in Vrindavan, and it will be narrated. And then when it will be narrated, and anybody hears it, then what will happen? Ragamarga bhaje jana chari dharma karma. Then they will give up this karma and jnana. So until we hear this Vrindavan Leela, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed this, then it's not possible to give up karma and jnana. Just by studying skill literature will not be enough. It has to be like hear about these pastimes of Brajan Ramanan Krishna and Mahaprabhu's distribution center. So same Leela, Mahaprabhu and Krishna, one is the object of our love, another is a distribution of that love. So two departments of the same. Then Mahaprabhu says, after they hear, how they will follow? They still have to follow Suti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatri, Vidin, Vina, Vaikantika, Harel Bhakti, Utpatavya, Kalpate. Otherwise, that's where it differs between our understanding versus the Sahajiya's misconception. That we must follow, Mahaprabhu says, we must follow the rules, regulation, four regulative principle, chain 69 minimum I said, because Prabhupada, that's how he wrote the whole chapter in one Bengali book, that in Vairagya Vidya, he wrote just minimum 25. And he gave a very nice explanation, I was reading the other day, it was very sweet. Maybe somebody is translating in English, I don't know why nobody translated in English. But Prabhupada wrote two Bengali books for the Bengalis, stubborn like us, stubborn like me. So then Prabhupada also gave that externally we have to do our things, but internally we have to meditate on this Mahaprabhu's Leela and Krishna Leela whole day. We may be working, driving, doing whatever, but we have to know. So he quoted this, and Rupa Goswami Pad fulfilled this. Seva sadhaka rupena siddha rupena chattahi. In Nectar of Instruction, beginning, Prabhupada says this book to be given, and there Prabhupada gives this details, explanation. Then, every devotee must serve Lord Chaitanya in servitorship. You don't need to imagine or pretend some braja mood. Remember that story where Prabhupada went for a morning walk on the long building, and through the window something happened. Other didn't notice, but Prabhupada noticed, so he came through the window and he saw one Canadian devotee, his name is Gokulananda. I traced the name. Gokulananda, he was jumping, and Prabhupada knocked the door and what's going on? And then he paid a visit and he was a little nervous. Then the devotee asked, Prabhupada wants to know, what are you doing? Why are you jumping? Well, I went to Vrindavan and then Babaji says I was a peacock. So I'm practicing this. So Prabhupada was very furious, very angry about it. And then what I heard, that he expressed that one should not imitate this. This is not Mahaprabhu's teachings. This is not Mahaprabhu's teachings. See, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote, Ishata Bikrashi Puna Dekhai Nija Rupa Guna Chitta Hari Lai Braja Pas Puna Bikrashita Haiya Braja Mare Jai Laiya Dekhai Swarupa Bilas. One should just serve the lotus feet of Guru and Krishna and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then when by the mercy of Guru, the heart becomes saturated with pure goodness, that time this same Hare Krishna Maha Mantra that Mahaprabhu himself claimed. Kuno bhagya kuno jire sraddha jiri hai tabe sei jiv dasarase goranga bajai dasya paribakke jebe jive hridaye si madhur ras ude murtiman hoy. Sei samaye bhajaniya tatta gaur hari Radha Krishna rupe hoy braja avatari. Very sweetly explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, also Bhaktivinoda Thakur further made that you just serve that way in servitorship. No need to imitate, I am a coward boy, coward girl, this list goes on. Why? Because Mahaprabhu says, Dasya Paribakke Jave Jive Ride, when your servitorship moved to Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, through chanting and distributing books and all Harikatha and Sadhu Sangha, then automatically when Dasyaras matures, Mahaprabhu will arrange everything. How will arrange? he will manifest himself as Radha Krishna if you are in that mood. And he will take you personally to Vrindavan and engage you in that Radha Krishna divine loving service. But it should not be artificially imitated. So as Lord Krishna very sweetly exhibited his merciful nature, then he thought again, very sweet, how Krishna thinks, it's very interesting to know. Then he says, Amara Ishwara Mane Apanake Hino Tara Pranava Swami Ho Naho Yodino Amake to Jeje Bhakta Bhave Jeje Bhave Sese Bhave Bhajimo Enor Svabhave. So Mahaprabhu again explains that I notice in this world everybody respect me with awe and reverence. But with this awe and reverence, then we again quote it. Aisharja genete sakala jagata mishita aisharja siti laprami nahi mor prita. This kind of awe and reverence submission to me is feeble to my braja bhakti, to my braja prem, and it does not attract me. Why? Because the soul with this big awe and reverence cannot come too close. If I meet something, like Hanumanji, a beautiful story given, so Hanumanji, he was taking some prasadam and he said, oh, so tasty. I wish I could give it to Lord Ram. And then he cut his tongue like this because he did a guilty things. Oh, I cannot believe this. I was eating, this is a remnants, is a, what do you call, dirty. And how can I think of giving this to Ram? This is horrible. So Srila Gauranga Maharaj says, because Hanuman is thinking like this, so Lord Ram is thinking, no, this is not complete, I must come as a Krishna where the coward boy can feed from their mouth to my mouth. So this is also gradual progression of Lord exhibiting this. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is distributing that intimacy. How we can come so close? So he reveals this, that in Vrindavan, if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is very fascinating. In Vrindavan, in outside Vrindavan, the Brahmanas, big Pandit, big Pandal, they recite so many verses. You go there at some places, reciting verses after verses after verses. Why? They are going, Savarpum, I'm offering this to my Lord. At the end, they say it. But they don't know whether they heard it or not. It's very sweet. Prabhupada gives in the first canto, 15th chapter, when Krishna is coming back to Dwarka and going, how they reciprocated. When he was leaving Hastinapur, then all the Brahmanas are reciting so elaborately all the nice little rhythm, chanting, nice. So Krishna heard it, but Prabhupada writes that Krishna is looking at those. He wants to hear what those ladies are talking on the roof instead of Brahmanas chanting recitation. And Prabhupada gives a nice purport. He says, because it attracts him a lot. Can you imagine? Generally, men are little rebellious. Man, gender, rebellious. So in battlefield, all the men joined, no lady joined to fight. All the men joined and they fought and they got killed. Finish. Krishna finished. Of course, Krishna gave them. But what happened to the ladies? 640 million ladies? What happened to them? Oh, they got association of Kunti, Devi, Uttara, Draupadi, great, Subhadra, and they had a big Sadhu Sangha, Ishtagosti, days after days, while the war was going on for 18 days. This month is also the Bhishma, the Bhagavad Gita spoken this month, so it's very fascinating. When you read the part, then in their Ishtagosti, all the ladies converted everybody to see the reality of absolute truth, and that absolute truth is the most attractive and the condensed form of bliss is that Krishna. All the ladies, instead of inimical feeling, oh, my husband is killed by him, he arranged it, they are falling in love. And in their expression of love on the roof of big palace, they are only talking about Krishna and crying because according to etiquette, they are married to somebody, but even though they know Krishna is the cause of their husband's death, instead of becoming enmity, they become so much in love and they started crying and they're embarrassed. But they want to express their crying, so they hide on the roof and crying. Krishna knows in their heart. So those brahmanas are reciting, that's all right, because that's not coming from their heart. It's kind of little bit official mixed, you know, official prayers. I'm chanting Hare Krishna. What's going on? But when I have a feeling, then Krishna also pays attention. So when they are feeling and expressing this dialogue amongst them, all these millions of ladies, Krishna did pay attention. That's why Prabhupada gave. Krishna paid attention to hear all these ladies talk instead of brahmanas recitation. So Mahaprabhu explaining this, that I see this in this world. Even the gopis, they chastise me. They think you are cunning, you are thief, you are no good, you always betray. Krishna feels so happy. Wow, nobody in the entire universe, entire creation can do this. But the way they express, why it is pleasing? Because they have so much love. They, you know, when you possess something and you lose, you are very disturbed. Just like an example, even a thief, you know, when you tie up a thief, and after a while, you found out the thief let loose. Now he somehow or other figured it out how to get out. This time what do? You tie him up double, triple, maybe 10 times more. No way you can tie him. So Krishna is like this. Krishna is so autocrat. His beauty, Srila Prabhupada said, he's like a magnet, and all the Brajagopis, Brajabashis, they are like an iron. So where the Brajabashis are moving, you cannot figure it out. You see where the magnet is moving, the iron is moving. So whatever Krishna wants, all the Brajabashis after. So Krishna seeing this reciprocation is so sweet. They possess so much affection, they can't help it. So they become something very angry with me. Why did I go anywhere? Because they cannot live without me. So they say something very heavy word. Apparently it is like a mundane criticism. But it is actually pleasing him so much. See, Lord Krishna also very disturbed sometimes because he likes this happiness. You know, at least somebody discipline him. Nobody, everybody respect him. How he will taste what is discipline means? He cannot, he tried even in Dwarka with Rukmini. Little touch. Oh, you could have married so many nice king. I'm only a village coward boy. She fainted. Krishna is thinking, my God, I can't even talk about anything. She's already nervous. Why? Because she thought, oh no, he's going to leave. So Krishna cannot play this kind of game. He wants to, this is supreme autocrats. Why are you limiting him? He wants to do anything he wants. Where? In Vrindavan. He's free. In forest, he walks anywhere. The girls, boys, mother, father, they take birth as a tree. The whole family, they are so much in love, they take birth as a tree. Krishna comes near this tree, the bushes embracing Krishna, the girls become a flower and going to his noses, and we are there and Krishna smelling, then the boys become the fruits and giving Krishna something to eat, and then the mother become a vine and embracing Krishna, and the tree, the father, whole family embrace Krishna. Krishna is so happy, but after a while, wait, let me go now. But they don't let him, so Krishna had to move the branches in the forest. Vrindavan is like this, so sweet. Mahaprabhu is saying that I have to give this because the soul is looking for this highest condensed form of bliss. Why we are saying that? Mahaprabhu himself says, Vaikuntha de nahi je jar lilar prachar sese lila karibo jate mora chamatkar. In Vaikuntha you will not get this. In Vaikuntha, you know why? Because even if he become dust, Krishna is the condensed form of happiness. Condensed form of happiness means, like example of ice cream. Sorry, I have to give that. Ice cream, how do you know ice cream is tasty? What is the proof? There is no proof. Until ice cream comes in contact with the tongue, ice cream cannot be claimed as a tasty. Tongue does not have a flavor, ice cream does not have a speaking power of tongue. So if you approach the tongue or the ice cream, it will not work. They both have to come in contact, then you can feel, oh yes, it is tasty. So Krishna's body is condensed form of bliss. Any happiness we get in the material world is a reflection. And those who are enclosed in Vaikuntha, Krishna doesn't walk on a bare feet, he wears a shoes, or he rides on a Vishakshana or gorilla. He's coming once a week, you are whole week waiting. Oh, he will come next week. Wow. Finally he's coming, and just for a moment he just passed by. This is called Shalukya. You live in the same planet, but that's it. Once a week, have a darshan, and you cry, my Lord, I love you. But in Vrindavan, you can become a dust and touch his feet. Prabhupada says, my Lord, please make me Adam at Duryodhana's feet. Vrindavan is so close. Even the insignificant soul comes to the infinite so close that even the dust forgets that he is who he is. Out of ecstasy, dust supposed to stay on the floor, but it goes in the sky. Vrindavan is full of dust because of ecstasy. Opposite nature develops. So Mahaprabhu seeing this, he wants to distribute. So he is taking these two different tours. Now he is coming to this, I'm going to start right now. This South India tour. Very sweet. Mahaprabhu, there's so much information. That Mahaprabhu, he took sannyas from the beginning. I'm going to try as fast as possible. Mahaprabhu, even beginning of sannyas, if you see that how he was distributing. Remember, he went to take sannyas, and then the Kesava Bharati says, and the other Brahma says, no, he cannot take sannyas because he didn't have a permission from his mother. Nobody can take sannyas if your mother is alive without permission. Nowadays I heard they said you have to get permission from your wife also, something like that. Somebody was telling me the other day. Anyway, so GBC made the rule. So something like this, those days was there also in Vedic culture. So there was a place where Makar Sankranti, there's millions of people came, not for Mahaprabhu, they came for taking bath on that moment, so they will be getting two things. All the bad things will go away and good things will come in life. Very good, exciting. So all the Brahmana preach whole life, whole year to all the villagers, oh, you must go to Makar Sankranti. So they came to Makar Sankranti. Then all of a sudden they heard Nimai Pandit, very famous Nimai Pandit. Why? Anything you want in life, what do you want? You want the biggest scholar in yourself? Yes. He not only became the biggest scholar, he defeated the biggest scholar in life. So anything you want, the most handsome body, oh, he got it. Anything you want, he already has it. When the Brahmana heard that this Nimai, for no reason, wants to give up, 24 years old, just before his birthday coming, birthday is in March, and he is taking sannyas month before. So then they started arguing each other. Where in Shastra it says, he is a Pandit, he should know this Shastra. Shastra doesn't say he should take sannyas. They are arguing. All of a sudden the argument went so big that thousands of Brahmana got involved. Half of them don't even know who is Nimai. They just heard about him. And not even one person even saw him ever. But they are arguing, and then millions of people all join with that. That 50% said not to take sannyas and 50% said not to take sannyas. All of a sudden, Chandrasekhar, his mother's sister's husband, Chandrasekhar, the devotee accompanied, Chandrasekhar comes and he told Kesavabharati, no, I am witnessing, I am his mother's sister's husband. I know he got permission, so you can give the initiation. So that time, Mukunda came, said, what mantra are you going? You're going to give? So Kesava Bharati was mentioning, Tattamasi, because he comes from the Mayabad, sannyas. He says, no, the meaning of what is it? That I am your servant, my Lord. Tattamasi, I am your, not I am you. So then, Mahaprabhu heard it. Say, yeah, this is good, Mukunda. Then he told Kesava Bharati, oh, this is what you wanted to give? Yes. Okay, then he got the mantra. But when he got the mantra, before that, he said, first you have to shave. Now look at this episode, that million people came, not for Mahaprabhu, but yet they got attracted by Mahaprabhu, And when halfway, this Madhu, his name is Madhu, he's shaving Mahaprabhu's hair. While he was shaving halfway, Nityananda Prabhu was there, but he did not do anything. Just watching what is the purpose of Lord Chaitanya doing all this, because he did not want Mahaprabhu to take sannyas. That's why Mahaprabhu accused him for some accusation. We'll discuss this right now. Then Mahaprabhu, halfway he shaved and he just got up. And he saw a huge roaring argument going on. And he started chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All these millions of people that looked at, wow, who's that? Others saying, that's Nimai. Oh, why so beautiful? He wants us to chant. He literally made a big turmoil in the heart of all the souls who came for some karma, good result and bad result destroyed. Instead, they got love of God. They started chanting. Million people started roaring with this, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nityananda Prabhu was watching. All right, so you don't have any discrimination. You just want to give randomly. All right, I'll do it. But problem is, you just came from Navadvip and half of the Navadvip don't like you. They even wanted to beat you because you're chanting Gopi Gopi name. And Mahaprabhu was in a biraha raga, and then he was thinking that who has this Krishna pain? The gopis has. So gopis are highest form, so he started chanting gopis. But they have no understanding. They are new fight scholar students. They started arguing you should chant Krishna's name instead of gopis' name. So Mahaprabhu had one stick, he just chased them. As a result, after a while, they think Nimai went too crazy. Maybe we should grab him and beat him. When Mahaprabhu heard, he was feeling pain in his heart. I have come to deliver and give this distribution, love, Braja Bhakti, Vrindavan Bhakti. Instead, I am causing them now, they are thinking to beat me up. That thought itself, they will be eternally in hell. Not eternally, but long time in hell. So Mahaprabhu said, this is not good. I must take sannyas so they will respect. Nityananda Prabhu figured it out. So that's why he tricked him. He tricked him instead of when he asked, he was so surcharged with this Krishna Prem. Then he asked, he saw Nityananda Prabhu, but he could not even recognize who he is. He saw a sannyas. He said, oh, you must know Vrindavan. Which way is Vrindavan? So Nityananda Prabhu tricked him and brought him to Advaita Acharya's place. While he was taking bath on the west bank, then he saw a boatman coming and Advaita Acharya bringing some clothes. Advaita, how did you know I am in Vrindavan? You are in Vrindavan? Then he's thinking, wait a minute, I have to be careful. He's saying he's in Vrindavan. Oh yes, then he figured it out. Nityananda Prabhu tricked this. Because Nityananda Prabhu sent the information to Advaita Acharya to bring the clothes. He said, yes, yes Prabhu, you are always in Vrindavan. Wherever you are, Narottam Das Thakur wrote a song. Jatradaka Vaishnava Gaan Sehai Vrindavan. Wherever the Vaishnavas are glorifying Braja Leela, that is Vrindavan. Why? Because Krishna comes and hears that Leela. Krishna always eager. When Narad Muni asks his cellular phone, not cellular phone, this is my translation. He says, my Lord, where do you live? Quick contact to you if I need some time. He says, very easy. Naham tishtami vaikunte jogi naam ridaye shubha tatra tishtami narada jatra gayanti mad bhakta. You will not see me in Vaikuntha, you will not see me in the heart of yogis and all these meditators. But you will see wherever the devotee glorifying me, I am there sitting. And you can come there and meet me. So this is a quick cellular phone contact. So then Nityananda Prabhu, what did he do? He saw there was so many offensive nature people in Navadvip. So he went there and when he came, Devananda Pandit was one of them also who actually committed a severe offense. He's not delivered yet. So many of like this, then the students, then Nityananda Prabhu gave a big sermon, speech about the supremacy of Lord Chaitanya as a Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. when he gave such a beautiful narration to Lord Chaitanya, that he gave up only him possible to act like this. Then Nityananda Prabhu, of course, came and pacified Mother Sachi. He said, I thought you thought I was your son also, besides Nimai. Nimai has gone, he caused you pain, I understand and I'm sorry. But why are you making me suffer? I'm starving like anything, for so many days I didn't eat. And now you're going to me suffer also, and then I have to go away. Mother Sachi, no, don't go, I'm going to cook. Then he broke the deep separation she had. Then Nityananda Prabhu made her also eat after at the end. It was a very sweet, loving relation. Then Nityananda Prabhu, after he gave speech, all these thousands and thousands of Navadvip Vasi, whose heart was hard-hearted, who did not recognize Nimai, he brought them to Advaita Acharya's place, where these millions of groups, millions of people were chanting. Then in the middle, all of a sudden, Mother Sachi came in the middle, saw a beautiful effulgence, a sannyasi coming. He has nothing but a little door coping and a bahirvas, saffron sannyas dress, and one danda and one water pot. And he's coming with a raised hand and is chanting Krishna's name. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Then Mahaprabhu, when he seeing and torrents of rain coming from his eyes, this is a very sweet, like Prabhupada explained in Nectar Devotion. When Prabhupada was chanting, he didn't talk about himself, but Satchinandan Maharaj made that analogy. Then when Prabhupada was sitting in San Francisco, and all these people came, they are all half-hearted, hippies, drunk, this, that, whatever, you know, we all know very well. But why they all started in ecstasy feeling of chanting and going around, and they really like in a feeling, emotional mood of this Krishna, Naam. Why? Because Prabhupada is kind of like a moon, and from his heart, this Krishna Prem, and their heart is like a little pot of water, and is reflecting. So they have started seeing and feeling this Krishna Prem. But whoever stayed there and following his instruction will continue, and who did disappear. Like if you take the pot away from the moon, then the moon disappear again. So they didn't, there was no value, momentary value. Eventually they will come back some life, or this life hopefully. And those who stayed, they will be flourishing. And the real moon will appear from the heart of the Guru. So like this, Mahaprabhu literally made everybody drown into ecstasy, dancing and chanting. Then Mahaprabhu, we know here that how Mahaprabhu planned after delivering Sarvam Bhattacharya to the South India tour. Then Mahaprabhu, is there any preference between Damodar Pandit, Jagadananda Pandit, Nityananda Prabhu and Mukunda? Anybody likes to hear one of the four? I can't speak all four, it will take 2-3 hours, 5 hours. Jagadananda, okay. Jagadananda Prabhu, just short, in shorter version, because of the time. Jagadananda Prabhu's identity, spiritual identity is Sattabama. You have to know some pastime Sattabama, but not today, but at least the Sattabama, Rukmini is the head queen of all 16,108. Rukmini has an opposite nature of Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika has a sulkiness. Rukmini has a extreme tolerance. So she will say, I am always your. And Srimati Radhika, Radhika will say, I am not only your, you are mine first, then the rest. So like this, it's little bit opposite. So this was exhibited by Jagadananda Prabhu when he came. They have a very sweet relationship. The internal mood does not go away. When in Navadvip we find, then Mahaprabhu came back from Gaya, that time Jagadananda Pandit's involvement. Before that, not so much record anywhere. So when he used to do the kirtan every day in Shivas Pandit's house, Srila Prabhupada write in the purport that even the Mahaprabhu is giving to everybody, but not everybody could enter there. The gate was locked. Nobody could enter. Why? Only Prabhupada write, bona fide chanter are allowed there. Means somebody has to be bona fide, accepted by a guru who represent Mahaprabhu, and by their mercy they chant your name and they could enter in Srivas Thakur's for year that Mahaprabhu was exhibiting every night this ecstasy. So Jagadananda Pandit, he was also relishing every night with Mahaprabhu. And after that, when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, after that when Mahaprabhu came to Advaita Acharya's place, from there Jagadananda Pandit also accompanied Mahaprabhu to Jagannath Puri. Because the famous story, you know, it took place also, Prabhupada mentioned here, that how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not accusing, but mentioning to Nityananda Prabhu, that it disturbed him when Nityananda Prabhu broke the danda. Actually, Jagadananda Pandit used to carry the danda for Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was always in dancing, chanting. He could not carry the danda. Sometimes he would carry, but mostly Jagadananda Pandit. Knowing that Mahaprabhu, this is the only asset, he would carry the komandol and danda. Then one day Mahaprabhu told, Jagadananda told that, oh Nityananda Prabhu, can you hold this danda for a little time? I'm just going to go to this nearby village and beg some alms so I can cook. Now Satya Bhama is a first class cook, and Jagadananda Pandit also first class cook in Mahaprabhu's Leela. So he went out to beg some alms. When he comes back, he prepared everything ready. Mahaprabhu didn't come back yet. Mahaprabhu came back, and Mahaprabhu was sitting really far in a shade under a tree, and he asked, Prabhu, where is the danda? Nityananda Prabhu gave the danda. This is the danda? Who broke this? Oh no, it broke it into three pieces. Jagadananda felt so shocked. Who broke it? Nityananda Prabhu says, he who holds it, he broke it. Okay. There is a mood playing, very sweet, because Nityananda Prabhu, while he was holding the danda, while Mahaprabhu and Jagadananda left, he was talking to the danda. Hey, who are you? You know who I carry all the time in my heart? This is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who took sannyas. He doesn't need sannyas, but he took sannyas. All right, I cannot intervene in his independence, but I carry him all the time. But you know the problem is, he's carrying you. This is not proper. So he took the danda and broke it into three pieces. So the Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says that actually Nityananda Prabhu is very merciful. He did not like this one stick, akadandi, IMU. No, he says, by the mind, by the word, by the body, one should say IMU servant. So those followers of Mahaprabhu should have this three danda. That's why the three danda sannyas is introduced, according to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. Gopal Bhatta Goswami Satkriya Saddipika's analytical study, and it's true. Jorori's section, you will see that where it says like that. So yeah. So then Jagadananda, he came and showed this to Mahaprabhu. He gave the report. Mahaprabhu got little angry externally. He says, oh, I didn't have anything. I gave up everything. Danda is the only thing I had. Now I also lost this. Okay, I don't feel comfortable to travel with you all. You either go front or I go behind you, or I go front, you go behind. So Jagadananda says, Prabhu, you go for front and we follow you. That's how Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri, where Atharanala, he saw Lord Krishna's beauty and he immediately drowned into ecstasy to embrace him. That's how he fell in order to embrace Krishna in Jagannath temple. So there is Jagadananda. I'm going to jump to end of the class. Okay, just one story, very sweet. Jagadananda Pandit, you know, when he came back from Vrindavan, he brought some pillow fruit. You know the pillow fruit? They don't grow here. It's a little reddish color, and externally it is a little bitter, sweet. Sweet, sour, and inside is, when you take it, you go like, ah, It's like a burning.
So Satyabhama, Jagadananda Pandit, when he went to see Vrindavan, he met Sanatana Goswami, very sweet pastime, but after that he got some gift. So he brought this gift. Why? Why did he bring this? Because he knows what Lord Krishna, in the form of Lord Chaitanya, going through. What he is going through? A separation feeling of Vrindavan Leela. What is that Vrindavan separation feeling? Externally, it looks like one thing, internally looks like another thing. Completely opposite. So how? So because Jagadananda, he knew this, so he brought this fruit. So they would ask. All these thousands and thousands of devotees would come. How is Mahaprabhu doing? How is Mahaprabhu's separation feeling? Oh, Mahaprabhu wants you to have this. So he gives everybody a little this fruit called Vrindavan Prasad. And they take the prasadam and they like it. Externally it's very sour sweet. Then they bite it. Oh, do you know how Mahaprabhu is feeling? Like that. Wow, what is that? Because when the many news, when the news comes, Mahaprabhu is in a Purvarag mood. When the news comes, tomorrow all the gopi girls has to go back to their husband that before they were betrothed in Brahma Vimohan Leela. Now they are going to go back. When Srimati Radhika heard, what did she feel? This is the feeling. Externally is a painful, don't want to ever go, but internally I want to marry, I want to stay, I want to stare, I want to play, I want to have everything only with this boy, Nanda Maharaj's son. Nobody can ever touch me, touch my body, except him. But that's not the news came out in the town square park. Today, they're announcing tomorrow, each girl's Lalita has to go to her husband. Finally they will meet and Radhika is going to go. This, even Lord Krishna, when he heard, what did he hear? Subal said, you remember that girl? That you were fascinated? She was betrothed. Now she is going to, really? Wow. Externally, little bit maybe sour sweet. Internally, no. He was feeling this kind of pain. This is ecstasy. It was represented by those pillow fruit that Jagadananda Prabhu was serving Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was feeling very ecstasy when every devotee was feeling that. Oh, now you got it, what I'm going through. Very good. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
want to taste that? Yeah. All right. That's good. One day when you want to taste the food.
Thank you.